Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tarot International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals, news and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
Hey, it is Friday, and what do we do every Friday? We talk to folks from City View Magazine about what to do in the metro this weekend and into next week. And with us is not Jeff Bitts. With us is Parker Reed. But Parker Reed, you're not really with City View. How's this work?
City View alumni.
Oh, that's it.
Alumnus.
Alumna?
I learned that there were differences in that when I worked at my college newspaper, and I tried to refer to someone as the wrong.
So it's alumnus. Is that the singular or alumni? Alumni is plural. That's it. Okay. I know. Okay. You're an alumnus.
I'll say City View alum.
Alum.
There, to be safe. Yeah.
So you started out as an intern. Yeah.
Last May. It's coming up on a year. Yeah. Pretty soon.
And crazy. So every once in a while, Jeff, when he's just overly wrought.
Yeah. When he's covered up, as he says.
Yeah. He calls you. Very good.
And I compile it and I help him out. And I like helping out occasionally here as well.
That's kind of cool. We enjoy it.
I like him handing me the microphone.
Yeah.
Sometimes he puts it a little too close to my face.
Jeff. Well, Jeff is covered up, as he said today. So yeah. We're going to turn to Parker Reed. And he is on Twitter, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. You can find him at?
@Reed, Parker, all
Reed,
spelled out.
Parker. All right. What do you got? What's going on then?
We got a full week's worth
of stuff
this
week. I imagine so. You've been compiling.
There's always stuff to do in the metro.
Of course.
Two events, Des Moines Social Club, The Lion in Winter.
That's a famous play.
Very famous. Oscar-winning screen adaptation came out of that. Sibling rivalry, adultery, and dungeons. Ooh. The Lion in Winter is a modern-day classic. Comedic in tone, dramatic in action.
There you go.
Playwright James Goldman penned the beloved Oscar-winning screen adaptation. Big deal. Playing through Sunday. If I recall correctly, it's next weekend as well.
Got it. Okay. So Lion in Winter at the Social Club.
Yeah. Right. And this weekend, I have a couple of things I'm actually pretty excited about.
You? Really?
Me individually.
Yeah. You missed Bacon Fest, man.
I did. Yeah. So I go and do the trivia at Social Club every Tuesday, and I won 2 tickets to Bacon Fest.
Yeah.
And I don't know. In my mind, I always thought it was multiple days. But so I'm downtown Friday night or Saturday night with a friend of mine, and I say, "Why is it so busy?" And she says, "I think State West Wrestling is happening.
Wrestling,
and also it's Bacon Fest."
And you went, "Oh!"
And I think about the tickets that are back in my back at the house, on my dresser or whatever. Well, shoot!
Again, you've missed Bacon Fest.
Missed it again. So. I'm sorry. Thank you for the the awarded tickets, though. But so this weekend, Saturday night. You know what? Actually, Friday and Saturday night, the Iowa Wild are playing the San Jose Barracudas at the Wells Fargo Arena.
There you go.
And the bigger deal is Saturday night, following the game, there's a performance from the Dropkick Murphys.
Okay. So tell me about them.
And the Dropkick Murphys are significant because they have one of the most iconic sports arena anthems maybe of all time, of the last of the century so far.
Really?
It's called Shipping Out to Boston or something like that. You'll hear it big. They're an Irish punk-ish band, but
so they're on after the game on Saturday.
Yeah.
Wells
free,
Fargo
free
arena.
Admission.
Wow.
I'd recommend that.
What's their name again?
Dropkick Murphys,
which is a football thing.
Yeah,
but they're playing at a hockey.
The hockey, yeah,
that's all right.
Apparently,
it'll work.
They're pretty stoked to play that. That's Saturday night. Also Saturday night, band called Dr. Dog playing at Woolies, and I'm excited about this because these are alumni of the 8035 Festival that happens in Des Moines every summer.
No kidding.
And they played in 2014. Yeah, 2014, and they are an absolute joy. I also saw them last August over in the Quad Cities for their
thing on the river.
Yeah, whatever. And they are awesome. And I think if anyone's interested, it is actually sold out, so I just kind of wanted to bring it up. But they have a really cool A couple of their songs are borderline Beatles-esque. It sounds like McCartney could have written them himself. They almost sound, you know, they have this one song that's actually pretty similar in vibe to Hey Jude. You know, and they also have, obviously, like, sprinklings of
And so this is already
indie.
Sold out?
Yes.
Wow.
As of just a couple of days ago.
Got
Yeah.
All right. Are you going?
Yeah.
Do you have tickets? Oh, you got tickets.
Going with my friend Chase.
Nice.
Be a good time.
Huh?
Both Saturday night. Also, this weekend, we have Harry Potter Yoga Experience. You like yoga?
I don't know.
You like Harry Potter?
I don't know anything about either one of those things.
Harry Potter Yoga Experience. And this sounds funny to me. It's at Lefty's Live Music over by Drake.
Yeah.
$20 admission. And there's a limit of 45 persons allowed. So the
what are you going to do?
So here we go. Ready?
Okay.
So the students will arrive walking through platform 9 and 3, whatever. And in the sorting hat will designate you into which house you will be representing with your yoga. Look around and you'll find photo booth, games, potion station, and you get a wand with admission. You'll be provided your wand, which you get to keep, they like to specify, so we can cast spells on our magical mats. Each ticket purchase gets you an entry into their raffle for special Harry Potter item. Yada, yada, yada. Butter beer at the bar.
Okay.
The look you're giving me right now.
This is like, what? What the hell are you talking
about? Well, how much do you know about Harry Potter?
Well, I don't know anything about Harry Potter. And I know even less about yoga. So I'm going, what the heck? Are you? So what a mishmash this is.
This combo is not for you.
No, this is probably not.
It's a pretty exclusive 45-person limit.
Yeah. So if you're one of the lucky 45 that go, you can pick up your wand. I like it, yeah.
Harry Potter Yoga Experience.
All right.
Lefty's Live Music. Okay. And then next week, we also got a lot of stuff going on. Tuesday, Hy-Vee Hall, the 2019 Iowa Pro Start Invitations. Future chefs from across Iowa will compete for a chance to represent our state in an upcoming national competition in Des Moines. The culinary competition is a Top Chef style event which tasks teams of four to prepare a three-course meal in 60 minutes using only two butane burners.
Oh, really?
2019 Iowa Pro Start Invitations.
Good for them.
Tuesday, Ivy Hall.
Who's putting that on? Do you know?
Didn't catch it.
I wonder if that's the Iowa Restaurant Association or somebody. But anyway, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So you get to go? Buy tickets to this or what?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay.
And, you know, all of those kind of live cooking stuff,
oh, yeah.
Really cool. Because, you know, it takes me 60 minutes to make a bowl of pasta, you know?
Yeah.
Let alone 60 minutes to make a three-course meal with only two butane burners. So.
Wow. All right. Cool beans.
Should be good. Also Tuesday. Tuesday's a stacked night. Also Tuesday, Script Tease.
What?
Script Tease is what they're calling it. Recompense happening at the Social Club as well. And I didn't really know what this is, and I learned that a script tease, I'm saying script
tease. Right, script tease.
Yeah. Is an event in which a local author, writer comes
Get
and
it.
Hosts an event, and they basically write the first two pages of a non-existent book. So...
This is very artsy.
Yeah. They write the first two pages, and then they basically improv the rest.
Got it.
So anyway, Recompense is what this one is called, put on by the Iowa Stage organization. Audiences can experience a new cutting-edge play for free.
Sure.
That's free. Social Club. Old friends gather to celebrate the success of one of their own, but secret, this is not written very well, from the acclaimed Des Moines author of Girls Weekend and Choices.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, good stuff.
All right, Social Club.
Social Club, free on Tuesday night. Also Tuesday night. You know,
Tuesday night.
If you're looking for things to do Tuesday
night. On Tuesday
night,
we got stuff.
You're booked.
Yeah.
You're going to have to make choices. This guy, very dear and near to my heart, sarcasm, Parker Gispert is playing.
Parker Gispert?
Yeah. I don't know too many other Parkers.
No.
Graduated with a couple, but... Not
really?
Many acts.
So where did your name come from, you think? Did your folks say, I don't know.
The Rents explained to me long ago, but...
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah. Charlie Parker will say.
There you go.
Parker Gispert of The Wigs playing at Vaudeville Muse. And The Wigs are another band and another alum of 8035 Music Festival. And they were actually a free stage headliner. So if people don't know how it works, you have to pay to go to the main stage. All the other stages are free.
Free, right.
And they were, like, the top build for those free stages. And they've been around for over 10 years. And this, the, you know, one of the people in the band is going on a solo tour playing at the Vaudeville Muse.
Mm.
Cool, kind of like a...
Yeah, Tuesday night.
Tuesday night at the VOD, as we like to say. And this last event that we have,
last of the week.
A mysterious event.
Ooh.
The Des Moines Arts Festival reveal, Wednesday night.
What?
At the principal atrium. It is billed as an exclusive sneak peek.
At this summer's art festival? Mm-hmm. Oh, that sounds cool.
So I'm not sure if this event has happened in the past, this sneak peek event, but I just thought it was interesting that they are billing an event for
something that happens in the summer.
So, yeah, if this happens every year, I apologize if someone's, you know, rolling their
eyes.
Idiot,
what are you talking about? Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe that.
I've not heard of it.
Yeah,
so
maybe they have something special in the works for
this is cool.
Upcoming arts festival. And the arts festival is a big deal.
Oh, it is. It's like the top outdoor arts festival in the nation.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a big deal.
Really big deal. So they built it as an exclusive sneak peek. So maybe they do have some things.
So you must have to get tickets to this or, yeah.
So I remember actually looking at it, and it said prices vary, but so it gave me the website link, and I went in, and it was just unrelated to the event.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So this is what I mean by mysterious, because I tried to look into it, because, you know, this seems like something...
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah. But so it is actually kind of a mysterious event, but it's at the principal atrium Wednesday night.
All right. So be on the lookout for that. Go ahead, Google something. Mysterious event at the principal atrium.
So anyway, I believe it's at 5:30, and who knows, maybe next week at this time... There'll be a big... Maybe they're moving from Western Gateway. I doubt it, but...
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Wow.
Who knows?
Who knows? Parker Reed, ladies and gentlemen, City View, because they know what to do. Thanks for doing this, man.
Thanks for having me, Michael.
All right. Parker Reed, you can find him on Twitter, of course. We will have links to all of this up on our radio blog. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, and Parker Reed. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.